This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Springs, he's not showing up. Again, just like Deborah in the first segment, I guess people are scrambling. I guess they're stressed out. I'm not stressed out. I'm actually taking action. I just put another supercomputer in my studio. I've got a lot of things all backed up. I'm doing the process of building up some, exotic technology to defend our home. We're putting up a night vision scope and scanner on the front of our property and one on the back. So those are connected up to all of our internet and our cell phones and everything. And of course you want to connect to your neighbors so that they know that you're there and you can protect each other. They also have, self-protection and food supplies, and I'm strongly recommending people get backup power and other things, because they need to realize that you can't rely on the services from the government, and you can't rely, when they say lockdown, you're not going out to the store to get groceries or toilet paper and so on, and that's why we have bidets. I tell people strongly, don't use tons of toilet paper, get a bidet. And you use, very occasional sheets of toilet paper to wipe the toilet seat, but other than that, you're basically getting a water jet to clean you, which is a lot cleaner than using toilet paper. Start using this, being prepped up. We were doing this several years ago, so we started prepping up and thinking, what can we do? Backup power 6 years ago. Last year, we got our 8,500 watts of solar panels. I just found out a quote from Britech, a company who, if you contact me, I can get you the fantastic price on silicon salt batteries, which are the best batteries for backup, which will never wear out in 20-some years. And eventually, if you get solar in that, you can actually be connected to the grid if you want for backup, but you can flip a switch and boom, you're off-grid. And we never went and converted all of our electricity to do that. So I want to go over some of the latest issues, firstly, in our NutriMeds first. And then we started out here with Allerblock and Allison. I'm going to review some of these now today before we go continue. We have anti-HVAC that helps to actually fight the COVID virus. We have arthritic that will turn off arthritis, inflammation, and adhesion between your fascial planes of your tissue and your ostium of your bone. We have BioLVR. This is actually activated B6, B12, and folate. Very important for activating your melatonin and your sleep medications, your neurotransmitter, serotonin. Biotin Plus is actually, along with our diabetoline, will turn off diabetic insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle. Bladder Up, you can open us off to all this, and it'll stop bladder bedwetting in kids and adults. It'll help stop prostate problems in men, or bladder pressure in women where they have a uterine pressure. For men, we add also the prostate flow. Bone Generator, this will actually reverse your bones. It's actually bone crystals, calcium, magnesium, hydroxyapatite. Brain Mag, this is actually brain magnesium. This actually crosses the blood-brain barrier to protect your brain from seizures, radiation, and aging. It's really amazing. Brain Power. Been posting as part of that formula that they had a few years ago on a thing called Limitless. And, of course, if you do my brain exercises and take my supplements like Brain Power and Cognition Plus, you will get brainier. Immediately, by the way. bug bouncer. We're moving in the spring. You want bugs not to bite you and give you infections like Zika or some other bug. Combine. We talked about this in the last hour with Ryan. It's myonositol, sensina, and GABA. And we have the Combine regular and flavorless versions. Kansi eye drops. You want to reverse cataracts? This is carnosine, basically in a special form of reverse cataracts. Carnosine D-Link. This reverses hemoglobin A1C, gets rid of signaled oxygen. We use that along with our Nutri-Trala. CDP, or cytidine choline, helps reverse memory problems, motor problems, balance problems, hearing problems, along with uridine and ultrathiamin B1 fat soluble thiamine. Amazing stuff. I'm getting a call from John W. What happened? Hello, John. What's happening? We tried to contact you. We couldn't get to you. What's up? Oh. So he's calling me. I guess you can try to call him. He tried to call me for some reason or other. Oh, really? You're sure of that? Okay, let me just pull up John W. Spring here. I'm going to tell you his number right over the phone here because I'm surprised that... I'm pretty sure I gave you the right one there. Let me see because I copied it from my own record here. John W. Spring. Okay, I have... you know the first three digits, right? 745-0811. That's his mobile. And the other one is the same area code. And then it's 283-5837. Oh, he's calling me again. John W., where are you? Where are you? Are you on the... Which phone are you on? He can't hear me, so something's wrong with the speaker. Can you hear me, John W.? Something's wrong with his phone system. Yeah, you're trying. He's trying to call me now, so obviously he knows there's a phone problem, so you keep calling him. He had his phone problems last week, too. I don't know what's going on. Okay. Yeah, he's trying to call me, so obviously he wants to be on the show. And he knows that we're having phone issues. He's had this before. He needs to spend the time to actually tech up his phone system so it works when we have him on air because he has some very important information. We have two major things that he deals with. Number one, we have the missile defense system, which I'm going to do an upgrade on my video I've been doing for the last 3 years to POTUS. We're not getting any response from this knucklehead caller president. Now, he does some good things, and I give him credit when he does them, but he's also doing stupid things. He's not responding to me about this COVID-19, and I have a global solution that will not be just pouring $1 trillion of money into the system to keep it afloat. When you don't fix the underlying problem, it's not going to fix it. It's just going to be an excuse so you can collapse the economy and think you did a lot of good stuff. And the same way, we don't have missile defense. We don't have John. Okay, John, we've got you connected finally, so tell us what's going on here. Because we have, POTUS basically is not dealing with the missile defense issues. We've been trying for now, it's soon approaching 3 years to try to contact this guy. He's pouring $1 trillion into the so-called resurrected economy from the COVID-19, but he's not responding to me. I've been trying everything I can to get through my friends, Dr. Bob Goldman, Bob Goldman, from A4M, who knows Ivanka and Trump himself. I haven't been able to get through to Senator Cotton or the senator in Florida. Senator Paul, nobody's responding to me. And I'm very frustrated because I want our listeners to actually write an email post and say, listen, if you want solutions to the missile defense problem and the Russian nukes in Laurentian and in Nicaragua, you need to contact Eagle and he will get connected to John W. Spring. And I'm very frustrated because the man acts like he's all frustrated. Look, we don't want panic. We want action. But these idiots, and I'm talking about idiots, Trump and his troop, they are bad. But the Democrats are even worse. And the people around him are all criminals or devils, as far as I'm concerned. And they're involved with creating a crisis. And then they have their version of response to the crisis, which is pouring $1 trillion, and it's not going to fix it. We don't have missile defense. If somebody even hacks from a basement in Bulgaria, they can take out our power grid. Or if they hit us with a weapon of indignation at 90,000 feet, let's say, or 70,000 feet over the eastern seaboard of the United States, bye-bye power grid. And those UHF transformers are not freaking coming back. We've had people on like Dr. Peter Pryor and others. I'm an expert on this stuff, okay? I did board game simulations with this back 24 years ago. And when people say, shut the heck up, Eagle, and let your guest speak. You know what? You out there that are saying that, you shut up, and you listen, and then you pray, and then you raise good questions. And if you really think you want to engage me, for God's sake, call into the show and engage. With evidence, logic, and experience. But don't just do the hominem tax and think if you curse at me, I'm going to shut up. I'm just going to get angrier that you won't ask a good question and you won't listen to your own detriment and danger. So you out there, the one just kind of blah, 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 you shut up. How's that? What do you think of that, John?
Yes.
I want you to shut up out there, so you listen, because I'm trying to save your sorry ass. And I have some people, just one person last night went on, blah, 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 it's all you're wrong. I'm thinking, okay, point out why I'm wrong. I like a dialogue. I don't want people to agree with me. I want to see people, even in the intel agency, we don't believe you, Dingo. We don't believe your satellite photos. We don't believe your intel. Fine. Prove it. Prove it with evidence and logic as to why we're wrong after all the evidence we have over a decade that you've been working on Nicaragua, and I over the last 3 years with you, and I have so much intel now from inside the intel agencies corroborating this, it's sickening. And by the way, they're setting us up not to engage us in war. The Russians are in their elements working with the New World Order to engage us in a surrender to world peace and world government, which is totalitarian control, even worse than the goddamn communist Chinese, which, by the way, they're using this COVID-19 as a way of telling us we need to bring communist-type things to control the population so it doesn't kill you all. That's what they're up to next, right?
Yeah. And right now we're in a very vulnerable situation with the coronavirus. And unfortunately, most Americans do not practice very good hygiene.
It's not a matter of hygiene. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter hygiene, okay? Let me tell you, dirty kids in Mexico, I'm going to just correct you, okay? Dirty kids that live on the other side of the Mexican border in Mexico, that live in dirt, have 6 times less autoimmune disease, juvenile diabetes, and serious infections. You know why? They live in dirt. Dirt doesn't bad. What's bad is getting excess vaccines that destroy your immune system, toxic water, and medications that destroy your immune system, like anti-inflammatories, if you get an infection or whatever. So just make sure your fever goes down with ibuprofen. We know that these things are stupid, but guess what? When I try to talk to my doctor colleagues, they're so dumb, they're dangerous, okay? And as you know, dirt's not bad. Dirt's good if you're raising dirt, because you're going to then develop an immune system. The problem is that you can't vaccinate away the truth, and these idiots are going to give a vaccine that will increase the danger of the disease. We're going to break now. We will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned, people. You're going to hear the whole truth here, whether you like it or not. Don't tell me to shut up. It's not going to work.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're coming back. I'm going to go to some of the news pages I have here for Epoch Times and so on. And, of course, I want to pull up the one on the U.S. here. I want to kind of focus on this. We've got people out there to contact President Trump. Go to your Google thing. Contact President Trump. And tell him there's 3 major things he needs to contact now, not just 2. Number one, Dr. Deagle has a solution for an overall plan for the COVID-19, for a global plan for not only your nation but every nation, and for global health care. Number two, because you need global health care, not just national. Number two, missile defense. We have no missile defense. We try to pretend we do. We spend $700 billion a year for 700 bases around the world, all kinds of military. We don't even pay them adequately or even give them proper equipment. And yet, we think we're going to prosecute war. No one in the future can prosecute war. Nobody can win a war. This is a fantasy. And so when we ignore the fact the Russians put these nukes here in Laurentian Island and in Nicaragua, it's because they want, at some future date, the crisis to get so serious financially and otherwise, we surrender to world government. That's what the whole damn scenario is. And this is a hat pin. This disease, this COVID-19, which they created, by the way, the BSL lab, and I watched them, doctor, this guy doctor from BSL lab in North Carolina. He's smirking and smiling how he did all this research. I was watching a clip this morning, last night actually, about how they're creating this research the last 30 years on SARS and coronaviruses. I'm thinking, yeah, you son of bitches, you guys are doing this because you're creating super weapons and creating what's called gain of function. You give the data to the Communist Chinese, so when they combine it with the data of the gene changes in a bat version of SARS that has HIV genes in it, they create a new chimera with a scientist called Mr. Lieber, Charles Lieber, who just got arrested 3 weeks ago out of Harvard, who gave the scientific technology to the Chinese so they create the super weapon. And the Chinese are so nuts, they think, well, we can do it, and eventually we'll create a counterweapon so it will be non-Asian specific, so it'll kill non-Chinese. Now, you got to understand, the Communist Chinese are nuts, okay? They are. They have a superiority complex, and they're also delusional. They're dealing with Western nations that have always been extremely aggressive, Viking nations, Ephraimic nations, and so on. The idea that somehow they're going to dominate us is delusional, okay? And by the way, we don't put up with our leaders. Once the leaders cross a certain line, we start to execute our leaders. Whether you're Norwegian, Swedish, Viking, Scottish, you can't get away with crap with pushing around your people. Eventually you die, okay? Now, this is what's going to happen here. People are going to start to wake up and realize that Dr. Deagle's not nuts. What the heck do you do when Deagle's not nuts and he hasn't shut up? What do you do when I tell you the truth and my co-hosts tell you the truth? What do you do when he actually is a prophet and he actually is telling you that it's a tribulation and there is something after? It's not the end of the world. It's the beginning of a new world. The unveiling is the unveiling of good and evil, and it's a time where we got to wake up and smell the coffee and do something so you don't freak out and do stupid things like just gathering toilet paper. You prep up. Get out of the big cities, get out of harm's way, start getting your weapons of self-protection, and talk to your neighbors like Leaf. Local, anointed, eternal family. Your little local family, which you have in your local community. People need to smarten up and realize the big churches, the big government, the big everything is bad. It's all Luciferic. And it's not going to protect you, and even our government, they're not damn well listening. I'm surprised that these guys who are on $4 trillion, you know where they're printing? They're printing that money out of your back pocket. So when they say, we're going to print $1 trillion to keep the economy going, what economy? It's a pseudo-economy, and when they only blow it with a hat pin, they're going to force the mark of the beast on us, and the state will probably print as much money as they want to maintain total control of us because the food in our belly, which will be gruel by that time because they'll have killed all of the pollinating insects with their 5G network, will be given by the state, printed by the state, and managed by the state, and you'll just be a cyber pet inside the cyber state of the world. If you think I'm making it up, you're going to be sad and sorry. Oh, I wish I listened to Dr. Deagle. He tried to save my sorry butt. Hey, you know what? I don't give a damn what you think about me. If you think I'm going to curse at Deagle, maybe he'll shut up. You need to shut up out there and stop asking me to shut up. I'm here, your firefighter from heaven, to save your sorry hiney, as they say, and to make sure you understand with people like Don W. Spring, if you, Mr. POTUS, and you world leaders don't listen to me about whether it's the SARS COVID-19 or missile defense or the Russian nukes sitting in our back doorsteps and we'll surrender world government, we're going to suffer through it and much of the human race will be terminated. And this is no longer, you know, as I said to us, several people who talked to me, well, that sounds like you're a prophet. I said, yeah, I'm a prophet of both good, because God's with us and he gives us a plan, and a prophet of judgment, too. In other words, we bring grace, I call it a manna truck, of health, geopolitical, and spiritual truth. But if you don't take our manna truck, you starve. You know what happens? Judgment. So we're the angel of life, but guess what? If you don't listen to us, we're also your angel of death. What do you think of that?
Yes, that's so true.
That's not very funny, people. I don't want it. It makes me cry. It makes you cry that you want to. I want to spit on you, Deagle. Your spit is your own fire that's going to burn you to hell. You have to understand, stop disrespecting me and start realizing my co-hosts need respect, not because we're wonderful. We're just human beings like you, but we have special talents, abilities, and callings. We're brave enough to do this at grave personal danger, both physically and spiritually, to save your sorry hiney. Because we love you. Whether you hate our guts or not, we still love you. You're our brothers and sisters. Whatever nationality, whatever religion, whatever skin color, doesn't freaking matter. You're our brother and sisters. How's that?
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter if you're a Muslim, a Chinese, a transhumanist, a gay, you're a person. And you deserve to be treated as a person, a child of the Most High God. Okay? Or a child in utero or 90-year-old, ready to be terminated because we don't have enough respirators. Do you think they knew this was going to happen when they created a pandemic? Of course they knew. They knew when the damn thing was a spike, people were going to get triaged. Oh, you're 75. Well, we're going to treat the 70-year-old and 75-year-old. You're dead. You think, oh, no, Dr. Deagle said, you know what? You're not going to argue with me. My personal life and experience is open to your damned argument. How's that? They're not.
Right.
It's just the freaking way it is. How's that?
Yes. By the way, that's what's happening right now in Italy. If you are 70 or older, you are basically terminated.
Do you know what they call that? They call it LTD. You know what that means?
No.
Left to die.
Exactly.
LTD. They're not elderly. They're LTD. People say, Doctor, you're a sarcastic son of a bitch. I don't know if I heard you before, but boy, I'm entertained even if it ticks me off. Guess what? I'm here to save your butt. And you know what you think about Mr. Passive? I'm the Arnold Schwarzenegger. I am the Moses of this age. And people say, oh, you think you're a really big prophet? I said, I don't think. I've been through living hell to be who I am right now after 68 years. And I'm not in a snow friggin' party being a Delta Force Christian leader. It's no party to be spat upon by relatives, friends, colleagues, and everyone else on earth wishing and hoping me to die. And when I did die or near close to death, God said, you know what? I'm not going to leave your sorry carcass there. I'm going to raise your big mouth up again so you're going to tell those people off so I can save them so they don't get eternal punishment and not die a miserable physical death. They're going to die the eternal death in the lake of fire unless you get your big mouth back out there and smarten them up. And I don't believe in communication. I believe in shockucation. You know what that is? 2,000-volt truth paddles to either temple until they scream, oh my God, don't ask me to ask any more questions, Deagle. Please, please. You're clearing my brain out of my brain septic tank of cognitive dissonance. They're screaming, please, please. My septic tank of my brain is being cleaned. It's not good. I want to have all my conflicting ideas in there so I believe in all the garbage and suicidally stupid. I'm sick of it. Sick of people believing in a stupid church, stupid politics, stupid leaders that are leading them like lemons over the cliff. Beep, over the cliff. And here we are, Trump. He said, you people out there, if thousands of you wrote emails to Ding Dong Trump, and he's doing some good things, it looks like, oh, he's going to print $1 billion. He's going to make sure that the companies won't go bankrupt, really. You have to have a reason to have business. If they listen to me, I could stop this plague tomorrow. I could broadcast frequencies to stop the virus. I have anti-nutraceuticals that can identify people immediately with quantum testing. I'm even going to get the test kits over from South Korea and Berlin that can tell you in an hour if you have it. And if you do, you go to isolation in tents or even a tent in your mama's home or isolation trailer. You don't quarantine and let them infect other people, or especially young people. Men, young people say, I'm not sick. I'm going to go to the bar. Really? But when you go to the bar, you're going to pass the virus to your buddy, and your buddy's going to go home and give it to his grandma, and she's going to croak. And when she goes to the hospital, if she's just young enough, she'll get a ventilator, and somebody 2 years older isn't going to get a damn ventilator. They're going to be called TDA, time to die, okay? Time to die. LTD, leave the devil, leave and die, okay? So people say, oh, Deagle, you're too in your face. I said, that's what I am. I'm a trauma doctor. If you have a plate glass in your chest and your eyeball's hanging out and you want me to save your life, I'm the guy you want in an emergency in a trauma unit. It's not going to freak out and going to try to hold your body together so you can get up to the operating room. Same way spiritually and otherwise. I'm not like any other broadcaster or passive. But want to make me feel really like, I don't care if you like me. I'm here to save you anyway. Whether you like my dialogue or the way I deal with my co-host, who gives a crap? I'm here to save your hiney. And people need to realize that. I'm not doing this for entertainment. This is, oh, you do this for entertainment? I think, you must be nuts. You think I'm doing this so you like me? Are you kidding? What do you think, John? Do you do this because people want, you want people to like you? I do this because I care for people. How's that?
Yeah.
I could give a damn what they think about me. I'm a man of lickspittle, a man of derision for decades.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
I have a monumental galactic level of rage of people who don't want to accept the truth. And if don't go and rage at me and say a long string of stupid statements, please, I beg you, call 877-317-6432. Whether you're male or female, have intellectual cojones to call in to make a statement of evidence, fact, logic, and personal experience that says, I'm going to teach you a lesson, Deagle. I'm teachable. But you better damn well come to my cage match with evidence, logic, and personal experience, or I'm going to give you an intellectual beating of your life and a vivisection like an autopsy room with my intellectual lasers, bone separators, and scalpels, and I don't leave any anesthetic, and I do leave a mark. It's going to hurt like hell. Yeah. And if you think I'm nice, you're an idiot. I'm not. There's not a nice molecule in my body. I care for you, and I love you. I'll die for you, but there's not a nice molecule, which means I don't put up a centillion of crap from anybody.
Yeah.
So I want people to understand that if they think, oh, he's not nice. Great conclusion. But I'll die for you, but I don't put up with a centillion of crap. So I'm here to save your hiney. And I'm right now so enraged, I know that this thing, I can stop it. If I get in touch with POTUS, this moron, Trump and all the other people like Fauci. By the way, Fauci, funders with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, this research in North Carolina that did gain a function with these smelling, smirky bioweaponeer maniacs. But we, by the way, had 4 interviews in the last month and a half with Dr. Francis Boyce that actually did 4 interviews. He did the 1989 Bioterrorism Act and tried to stop him. He's been banned on social media and regular media for almost like 20-some years because they don't want him to tell the truth or raise questions, even though he's the top guy in the world as a legal expert on bioweaponeering and also reviewing the research. We did. And it's not open to your damned opinion. Oh, that's just your theory, Eagle. You know what? If I got a photograph of the criminal slicing someone's throat, and I got a picture of him, and I got his blood and genetic analysis of his blood, it's not my damned opinion. It's over. Okay? If it's a court of law, I have the evidence and logic. That's why people will receive, the term is called opine, which means I have evidence and logic. The case is closed, people. It's not open to your opinion. You can take your attitude and shove it where the monkey stuck the peanut. How's that?
Yes.
Right?
Well, yes.
Does that make you mad? Turn off the radio, suffer, and die, because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people thinking they know better when they're going to commit suicide, not only personally, but their family and nationally, because they're not listening. They don't have their kits. They don't have themselves prepared. They're not ready for the next level of this monster, which is lockdown. And, by the way, last year when Bill Gates, who's now quit and he can't find out where the hell he is and all these billionaires, he made a movie last year, pandemic, estimating 65 million dead from coronavirus, and out of it, they're going to force vaccinate and chip the entire population, and the vaccine was going to sterilize you. That's such a surprise from the guy whose father was one of the founders of the Planned Parenthood. Duh. If Satan came and rose up at the bottom of your bed at night, you said, I am the Lord, Satan. You can see the shiny horns there in the night. Holy cripes, that's Satan. And you didn't believe me? Damn it, people, you got to start smartening up. When people say to me, this isn't the tribulation, this is going to blow over in a few months, I said, really? It'll blow over when your ashes blow over because the flames of tribulation are coming, people. Now, there are going to be survivors because they're going to listen, they're going to get out of harm's way, they're going to get away from big cities, they're going to be away from the coast by at least 8 to 10 miles and be out at least 1,000 feet. They're going to be not within 25 miles of the west coast of a fault zone or 125 in the east. They're going to have prepped up and talked to their neighbors and start taking care of each other and have a watch. They're going to have guns and other non-lethal methods to protect themselves, like pepper spray, balls, guns, and so on. They're going to get ready to take care of themselves by having food, water, and backup electricity, even if just run a radio or whatever, or some kind of entertainment. You need to get ready, people. If you don't think this is a big show, you're a freaking idiot, and you're going to die in your own spit and vomit. How's that?
Yes.
And this is not a rehearsal. This is not, the tribulation's decades off, just like it says in the book of, one of the New Testament early people, he said, in those days there'll be people say, things have come and gone, and never like this before, don't worry, but it's not going to be a problem. You know what? Those people are going to repent. Remember, it says in the Bible, that guy who said that, he died that night, didn't he? Remember that?
Yes. Actually, I think that was in the Old Testament, Samuel.
That was one of the minor prophets who was actually, and he actually was one of the younger apostles. And he made the statement, and of course, he got the point with God is, our God is God, and he brings tribulation for three reasons. Number one, he has to harden you for the battle. He's got to get the point that he's the only source of good, which is God, and add an extra O. And number three, he's the only one that you can sin against or can take away your sin when you Shema hear him do his will. If you think good works take away sin like Satan tells you, or the governments or big churches, you're idiots. And if you think you don't care about your neighbors, guess what? When you get in trouble, they won't care about you. So, the leaves, local, anointed, eternal, family. That's what it comes. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. If you don't have a local connectedness to the people around you, I'm not going to say God help you because he already did. You're going to die, sucker. Don't expect big churches and big government to save you if you're not connected to your sheriff or the neighbor two doors down that's an older woman or a guy that's a former police officer or military person. He may not have anti-nutraceuticals to knock out of his COVID virus or enough food to make sure in his pantry he can have food where 3 weeks from now they're in total lockdown and he can't go to the grocery store because all the shelves are clear. If you don't start thinking this through as local groups, I'm going to tell you our nation is not... It's not a nation. It's made by little tiny little pieces called leaves. These leaves all connect to a great tree called the Nation of America or any nation, China, whatever. And the Chinese people have to throw off the bands of these crazy freaking communists. These events are the start of the end. It says, after 3.5 years of prophesying, and we bring prophecies to all the people. In fact, I'm going to get my Bible out here and do some more. But if you look at the prophecy I read the other day on Revelation 11, and these two witnesses, not two people, not like me and somebody else, it's two groups. Messianic believers like Zephyrat and all the Messianic Jews that believe in Yeshua, and all the Messianic Christians are real prophets. They don't believe in foolishness like rapture and all the other foolish crap that they're teaching now, millennia and everything. They teach that God's coming back and it's going to come back at a really messy time called the tribulation. And if you think we're so good we're going to get raptured out of here, you're an idiot. But you can get out of harm's way and God will preserve you while these idiots go in because they're dumb. They're deep underground military bases, and he's going to bring a pole shift, and he's going to kill them all and seal those goats in their goat herd, you know, coffins underground. Bye-bye, billionaires. Bye-bye, global leaders. You got your Willy Wonka tractor ticket. See you later in hell. How's that?
Very well put, Doctor.
Okay, so let's get into it. What do we want to do? We want to get people, wake up people, for God's sake, write POTUS. Now we have three reasons to contact them. We've got COVID-19, we've got missile defense, we've got Russian missiles on our back doorstep aimed at our soul. If someone walked into your home and put a gun at your wife's throat, do you think you'd be a little upset? Well, that's what we have right now with these Russian nukes. And they boast it. There's this guy Putin, he just passed a new constitution this week. Do you know that? He's now emperor for life there. Until 2036, he would have been finished this term. He would never have been able to re-elect. Now he's a friggin' totalitarian dictator for life.
Just like Chairman Xi in China.
Right. And Xi did this by POTUS a few years ago. Now he's doing normal maneuvers. And now he's trying to, I'm a hero. We created a friggin' mess, and now we're so good, we're going to send teams to Italy to tell them what to do to make sure that, just like us Chinese totalitarians, to stop the thing from spreading and flatten out the surge curve. What a friggin' piece of human garbage. God damn it. Excuse my English, man. It really makes you mad that we tolerate this. You know what? You know why evil prospers? Evil is not the opposite of good. It's the absence of it. And when you have good inside you and the Most High God, you don't tolerate crap. I'm a Joshua Christian. My sword's drawn intellectually and physically and spiritually. You want to do battle with me? God help you, literally, because I'm going to make you an appointment with the Most High God, whoever you believe is your creator, including Allah, Satan, or some alien from some other world like Ashtar. This foolish guy that tried to talk to me about this last week, and I'm going to research all this stuff. Why do these people believe this foolishness? Because millions of people believe crap doesn't mean it's true crap. It's just crap. All right? There's a lot of people who believe crap in all kinds of different religions and political systems. I support Bernie. I support this one. What do you want? You want to be diapered in the nanny state by communists? Really? Force vaccinated and terminated if they don't have health care for you at a certain age, or they triage machines and say, we don't have enough respirators, you're 2 years older than the cutoff limit, you're dead where you stand. You know what they call that? TTD, time to die. You like that? Pretty nasty, hey? TTD.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not too old, they're just TTD, time to die.
Right. And basically that's what Bernie Sanders' agenda is.
He's a disgusting ex-Jew, and by the word Jew means praiser, because he probably read the Sefer Yetzirah in the Talmud of Babylon and realized that they're so disgusting because they're Luciferic, because he turned the Jewish religion into wizardry, that he rejects and becomes a total communist which worships Satan and the power of oppositional powers of light and darkness to create order out of chaos. We'll take care of you. Don't worry, the nanny state will take care of you. We just want totalitarian control, and if you don't like it, all your rights come from us, and we don't want you to have our rights. We just take a pen and go, rights gone. They don't come from the Creator. They come from our ink. How's that?
Yes. And one thing about surrendering to one world government, not all nations are going to be created equally or treated equally. The Europeans and the Russians will be at the top of the tier. The Chinese will be on the second level. And the United States, the Americans, and the Third World will be at the lower tier.
I'll tell you what, it'll be the exact opposite. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I know this is an advance, okay? The mark of the beast is coming from America. We're the top of we're the beast. Us and the British are the two lions of Judah that are going to enforce it. The next tier will be Europe. And then well below that will be China and India, dying and seething in disease and famine. And they don't give a damn about the third world. For example, if the COVID virus whips through these countries, they have no medical services, they're dead, man. Millions upon millions will die in the next year if we don't stop this damn thing. And I have the ways to do it. But guess what? I'm not getting anybody, even communist Chinese, talking to me, POTUS or Canadian government. I'm getting nowhere. And you need to help me out there, people. Contact these knuckleheads in your country.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming back, so John, we have a last segment here. I want you to summarize what you want us to do and what you want Pelosi to do. Now, he's doing things that look, I call window dressing. He's going to print $1 trillion. He's going to get more masks out. He's going to get more testing things. But to be honest with you, and here's the procedure, and I'm going to just summarize just for dealing with a couple of things to summarize. Number one, you need to have case identification of people who carry the virus, which means you need quantum testing like my Bell Affiliate Scanner and a rapid PCR test like the one in Berlin and South Korea, and clinical testing. And if they're positive with any of those, they go immediately into isolation, not quarantine, isolation chambers like a tent in a room or a trailer. You don't go to a hospital or a big place where you can cross-infect other people. You don't have relatives in your house that are kind of, you just quarantine them with my grandma in one room and the other people can go and back and forth to bars and restaurants. That's nuts, okay? Secondly, you need to actually get them on viral suppression and cytokine suppression therapy so they don't end up dying or straining the resources, because once they get a certain number of people going to ICU needing ventilators and they don't have enough ventilators, they're going to decide who lives and who dies. The third thing is you got to understand you can't shut down industry and expect it to just pump money in and it's going to be still there. This is like taking a patient that's bleeding to death, and you don't stop the bleeding or put pressure on the wound. You just say, now, you know what? I got a freaking truckload of blood here. I'm just going to keep pouring blood into this patient who's already been cut bad or hit with bullets. And rather than take them to the operating room to stop the bleeding, I'm just going to pour so much blood in, they're going to stay conscious for the next 2 hours or 10 hours. This is BS, okay? And they're printing money, which is printing money in the front pocket, which is coming out of your back pocket. So as they print money, they're guaranteeing that the bubble that's going to burst is going to be even bigger when it pops. Now, their plan is after it pops, they got a chip to give you and a vaccine to sterilize you, and then a chip that's going to track your sorry carcass right down to a cubic meter, and they even want to be able to eventually, like Elon Musk, hack into your cortex so they can know the intentions of your heart and know your cortical thoughts are, just like the movie The Feed, so they can actually have you co-sleep with someone 1,000 miles away or hack into your brain and know the pre-crime that's in your intentions so they can arrest you for pre-crime intentions, which are bad thoughts against the super state. And if you think I'm making this up, you're a freaking idiot, and you're going to freaking die in your own spit and vomit. And I'm sick and tired of people who, in the last 20-some years, me telling people, and they say, you're making it up, Dingle. You think you're a prophet. You think this is a tribulation. I'm thinking, this is not bad enough to be called a tribulation. Are you kidding me? Damn it. My niece, who knew how much of a pain in the butt I've always been since the time I was 3, because I'm a 65-year-old, 3-year-old, and she made a song up maybe about 15 years ago. It was called the Damn It Billy song, because my name was Billy. And I want to get some of the verses, though, because I'm a bit of a singer, and I want to make a kind of a jokey song about this. But you got to understand, someone who raises questions that can't deal with cognitive dissonance like me, we're an anomaly. We're not a normal human. Most humans will absorb, I call the septic tank of their brain, all kinds of cognitive dissonant ideas, and they can agree with all kinds of stuff that totally doesn't make sense with each other, totally conflicts with each other, like bagel blocks that never click together. But yet they stick it in their head, and then their head gets so full of crap, they can't really absorb any truth or new wisdom. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. You know,
and then they want to argue and spit on me. How dare you, Deagle, say that? My pastor said this. My politician said that. My blah, 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 my mama said this. You're evil. You're just wrong. I'm thinking, please stop reacting emotionally. You're putting yourself in grave danger by looking at somebody like me who has been giving intellectual and spiritual superhuman abilities to save your sorry carcass. Stop spitting on me. I'm trying to save your ass. I'm sick of it. Sick of having people not email Trump and say, you know, we got three trips to Trump. We got at least three. But I can deal with other issues. Drug cartels, illegal drug trade, special activities, the CIA, the New World Order. Look at how many of these people now. Do you know this guy that they put into jail here on Rikers Island? And he's turning state's evidence against hundreds and hundreds of these global billionaires and they're disappearing or getting arrested. You heard about that?
No, I haven't.
This Hollywood guy that's limping around his walker. And rather than going there permanently into, 23 years of prison, he's going to start turning state's evidence against Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton and all kinds of people involved with pedophilia, male and female, involved with sexual perversion of the most vile, demonic levels. People, oh, that can't be. I said, you know what? You don't live in the real world, do you? The real world's a lot more beautiful and a hell of a lot more ugly and nasty than you can imagine. But they want to live in some kind of little fairy tale land that doesn't ever exist. The real world is more beautiful and more nasty than anything you can imagine in your worst nightmare. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have to remind our listening audience that in just slightly more than 6 months from now, you're going to need a real ID card to board a plane to travel.
Yeah, but not only that, you know what I got found from September? I was told my intel agencies inside the government, the CIA and NSA, that by last September, that we're going to have to be tracking across state lines and saying, how the hell is that going to happen? I'm thinking, hey. Oh, 2 months later, I started hearing in December about the COVID virus in China. So, oh, I have a feeling this might be it. Because I'd already been preparing for SARS in 2003, H5N1, H1N1, H2009. I thought, uh-oh. And then when I saw the end of December, this thing is exploding, and the communist Chinese are trying to spin it and trying to hide it for 6 weeks, I said, oh my gosh. This is the beast virus I call Virageddon. Do you like that, Virageddon?
Terrible.
Yeah. And they want to say, well, I want to argue with you. I said, did you see any callers today calling in disagreeing with Deagle? They want to put nasty comments on my YouTube. Come into my cage match. I'm winking my finger right now. I said, come in. Sorry, human being, excuse for human. If you want to come in, call me live. Or afterwards, if you're too frail and too, oh, I don't want to do that, it's too embarrassing. Email or call me, and believe me, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you afterward, and it's going to hurt. I'm not a nice person. I'll save your ass, just like a surgeon has to cut out a boil or an abscess inside your abdomen. It's going to hurt taking it out. You know why? Because you've not listened in the past, and that's why this monstrosity has grown. Our government's grown monstrously evil over years and decades and centuries and millennia. Because we tolerate evil. Evil abounds because good men do nothing. Isn't that true?
That's so true.
That's what it is. And you know what? Evil is not the opposite of good. It's the absence of it. It's like, what are cockroaches? If you take a flashlight, the cockroaches run. You know what? They're almost like the opposite of light. Cockroaches run. They run away from the food, so they starve to death because you put a light on the food. Cockroaches don't like light on top of food. Ooh, can't have that. Have to eat the food in the dark. Evil abounds because people put up with it. They make excuses for it. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes.
Or they say, well, I'm a Republican. I support Trump. I say, look, Trump is a bad boy. He's a high-level Mason. He does good and evil like every other Luciferic leader. And if he listens to me, I will get him to repent and stop doing crap that he thinks is both good and evil to accomplish his goals. He wants people to like him. He should actually be more interested in whether or not he's going to save America from the nation being annihilated and millions dying from stupidity and financial hegemony by the banks that run freaking everything.
Right. If I may interject a thought here, Dr. Deagle, I don't know if this estimate is correct or not, but I would say conservatively the death toll in the United States might reach 1 million. However,
are you kidding? Are you kidding? You know what my calculations are? No, stop, stop. I got to stop. I'll stop. Right now, the regular flu is 0.1% lethal. Once this transitions from pandemic to endemic and, say, affects 150 million people, at 3.4%, which is a lower rate, or high rate, which is Italian 5%, and the Iranian rate's around 10%, let's say it would take about, say, 5%, just as a number. 5% of 150 million people is how many? How many? Take 150 million and divide it by 20. That's how many people are going to die. Now, it's not just going to be once. It becomes endemic. It's going to keep coming back and slaying people and changing society. This is going to restructure society to treat what I call the Mark of the Beast virus. Do you like that, Mark of the Beast?
Yep. Okay.
And they've been preparing this damn thing for 5 decades. I took care of the employees. God sent the angel to bring me in October 10th, 1993, to the city from which the Mark of the Beast will come. It's not Moscow. It's not Beijing. It's not Tokyo. It's Falcon, Colorado, USA.
Yes.
And people don't know that. That's when you say they're going to be bothering people. No. America and our beast leaders, like the United Nations and the British, were at the top of the heap, not the bottom. And we could care less, even if we killed all our illegals or a lot of our citizens. We could care less, as long as the global leaders can go to their Willy Wonka chocolate factory tickets if things get bad and the pole shift starts to happen. They could give a crap whether we have power or food or anything.
Okay, now I didn't hear your figure, but I estimated that in all probability it will be at least 10 million. However...
Oh, yeah, it's going to be in the millions. I don't know what the number is. If they listen to me, we can make it much smaller. If they don't listen, it'll be in the tens of 20s to hundreds of millions. What the video that literally Maniac, Bill Gates, put out, part of the called Plant on Parenthood, he estimated 65 million dead from SARS-CoV just in America last year. 65 million. Did you know that?
That's a lot higher. But let me...
It's actually a lot lower than what I think. My guess is if this virus isn't stopped, it's going to be a billion. A billion dead.
Well, for the entire world.
Worldwide, for the world. A billion dead.
Yeah. But just considering the United States, back in the early 1960s, 1962, possibly 1963, if nothing had been done, we would have lost a population of 170 million right here in the United States.
That's from your nuke thing, right? Because the Russians, see, they weren't trying to just kind of threaten us into the New World Order. They were wanting to threaten us by destroying us because they saw us as a primary enemy. And we were stupid enough to give them the nuclear technology, which we took from the Nazis, including centrifuges, and gave to the Russians, and made them nuclear power. We were so dumb, we actually weaponized them to become our adversary. Isn't that crazy?
Right. We also provided them with a chemical reagent for a chemical warfare, but and biological warfare as well. But
right.
What I'm trying to get at is, as bad as this is, the coronavirus, if indeed we continue to neglect the nuclear holocaust that could be approaching, it's finished.
Well, let me explain the connection here. I want to connect some dots for you. The coronavirus, as it collapses the economy, will force us more and more closer to a nuclear option. And the nuclear option will become doable once the economy collapses and populations are dying by the tens and hundreds of millions. So it becomes more likely to have a nuclear war rather than less. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So rather than fixing things, if we actually heal the nations, you know, the leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations, if they listen to Deagle and I heal nations like communist Chinese stop dying and Europeans and Italians, we're less likely to have a nuclear war. If this continues over the next few years, we're a hell of a lot more likely over the next 6 to 7 to 10 years to have a big nuclear conflict and most of humanity dying than a thermonuclear flash or radiation toxicology after.
Yes, and this is why you and I must reach POTUS.
I call it the damn it POTUS days. Damn it POTUS, you need a call, okay? Stop it. We need to call you and talk to you, bud.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear Stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.